When I was a young mother, my husband and I decided to adopt a little girl. And this little girl had been left alone for long periods of time in her home. She wasn't talked to, she wasn't held. She wasn't often picked up when she would cry. And so when she came to us at 6 months old, she didn't make eye contact with us. She didn't smile, she didn't laugh. She didn't move, she didn't do much of anything. Mostly she sat in her baby carrier and was expressionless. But after a while, we surrounded her with the life of our family and the life of our community. And we held her, we played with her, we paid attention to her. We just loved her. And it didn't take long for this little girl to come back to life. She became animated and she really found her voice. This voice was loud and she became the little spark in our family. Today we hear about leprosy in today's readings. What does leprosy mean to you? In scriptural times, it meant something different than what we think of it today. It included all kinds of skin imperfections and open wounds that they really didn't understand. But what they did believe was that sin was the cause of leprosy. And the Greek word for sin in scripture is hamartia. Hamartia meaning to miss the mark or to get lost from the path. And the path being our connection to God, the covenant. In today's readings, we hear about a leper who is living alone, isolated, unseen, unheard, untouched by the life of the community. He is desperate. He's been alone and is just wanting some kind of release. And so he comes before Jesus and acknowledges his need. And in doing so, he breaks the law because in that time, they were not to be heard, seen, or touched when they had leprosy. But Jesus does see him and he does decide to break the law to do this. He hears him, he hears his cry, and he reaches out to touch him. And in doing so, by touching him, the leper becomes a new man. And Jesus tells him, don't tell anyone. But what does the leper do? He proclaims it to the community. He just can't help himself. He's found his voice. He is joyous. He is free. He feels released. Jesus has given him a voice, visibility, and connection. And the leper has now been able to re-enter the community. He is free to live his life as he was meant to, connected to the life of the community, connected to God, connected to people. And so I wonder, how would I feel if I was made to live apart from the life of the community, from my family, from my loved ones? I wouldn't like it. And I wonder, who are the lepers in our world today? Who feels separated from the norms of society? In my work as a hospice chaplain, I see people every day, the elderly, the sick, and the dying, who have some sense of what it feels like to be a leper, to be isolated, to be apart from the life of the community. So often when people live in a facility, family doesn't come to visit them. They're left alone for long periods of time. They're not heard. They don't often hear allow their stories to be told. They often, their concerns are not listened to. And touch. So often people are desperate for touch. Perhaps their spouses have died. And the first thing they want to do when they see me is to reach out and hold my hand. But there are other lepers in our community as well. People who feel separate and isolated. The homeless, the mentally ill, divorced, immigrants, people who are unpopular, the poor. All these people have some sense of what it feels like to be separate. Certainly in this pandemic, we all have some sense of what it feels like to be isolated, to feel separate. And certainly, to some degree, we all long to see, hear, and touch each other the way that we used to. And beyond that, things happen in our lives. Things that happen along the path of life, that times when we feel lost, when we feel lost on the path, disconnected from God, times when we feel like a leper as well. And so I ask myself, what are the wounded places within me that keep me separated from God, Where are my festering, infected spots? Am I willing to bring what I need healed to God? Are you? The invitation before us today is to recognize our need and to open ourselves to God. Open ourselves to the one who hears, sees, and longs to touch us. And when we allow this to happen, something changes within us. We begin to open our eyes to see and hear those others who feel separated. And in doing so, we take on the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ says this, I am yours and you are mine. Yes, imperfect, but highly valued and beloved. Am I prepared to be a source of healing for today's lepers? And so I offer this prayer to you, to me, to each of us. Loving God, I come before you in all my woundedness. I bring you my pain, my imperfections, the hidden, festering places within me. I open myself to your healing touch. May your touch change me, inspire my voice, animate me to full participation. Remind me of my worth. Pour out your love through me so that I may take on the mind of Christ to love the leper back to health, to remind them who they are, welcome, included, valued, necessary, good and beloved children of God. Amen.